We thank the Lord that once again we can gather in His presence. I thank our brother for leading those two hymns that we just sang. And the first hymn that we sang, Trust and Obey. Because there's no other way to be pleasing to God. I want to ask a question to brothers and sisters. And is that true that there's no other way for this for us to be happy? And it is true. Other than to trust and to obey, there is no other way to be pleasing unto the Lord.
If we look,
that if we look all the way from the Old Testament through the New Testament, that what God desires from man is obedience.
Yeah, 所以今朝早，我仍然想同弟兄姊妹交通呢一个属灵嘅美德。
And so this morning I would like to continue to share on this the virtues, the spiritual virtues, this one on submission. Let us turn to what we read last time, 2 Peter chapter 3.
Chapter 1, verse 3.
2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3.
彼得后书第一章第三节，那里话神的神能已将一切关乎生命和敬虔的事赐给我们，皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德召我们的主。
Seeing that His divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness through the true knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and excellence or virtue.
这里很清楚地告诉我们，关乎生命和敬虔，都是祂赐给我们的。And
very clearly it tells us here that everything pertaining to life and godliness is given to us by Him.
而这个生命和敬虔的事，之所以赐给我们。
And the reason we are granted these things pertaining to life and godliness,
或者之所以能够
Or we're able to be given these things.
And
it's all through the knowledge of Him, and it's by His own glory and virtue. And so we shared last time regarding this virtue. What exactly is this spiritual virtue?
美德就是一个品德，我们讲的一个品德。但是这个品德不是外边的一个好，它的样子很慈祥，很nice，不是指着这个外边的动作。
And so what virtue is, we last time we talked about is a moral character, but not an outward moral character that you can see, oh, this person is very nice.
是内边的一个品质,
but the character from within.
但是呢，同时呢，这个品质是稳定的，不改变的。
And this inner quality, which is immutable, it never changes.
因为人那个的 当你接触的人多的时候，你会发觉人那个性情会改变，随着环境来改变。
And when you know a person for a while, they tend to change. You see the changes in them, whether through the circumstances and the environment, they change.
就看你对着哪些人，如果你是对着一个无关重要的人，你可能你性情是很暴躁。
And so if you around someone who doesn't have a care a lot of things, but they might be very irritable.
但是对着一些紧要的人，对你的生命有影响的人，你可能呢 會撳低你嗰啲嗰團個火嘅話，你會好温柔，好可愛。
But if you someone who is very important to you, you might think of them, oh, well, they're actually very gentle or very caring.
係嘛？所以人嘅性情，人嗰個表現咧，係可以改變。
And so you see, the outward character of a person can change.
但係真正裏邊嗰個品質係咪咁樣咧？
But that inner quality is that the way it is?
啊，如果佢係性情暴躁嘅一個人，佢無論點裝，有啲嘢要 trigger 佢嘅時候，佢就會係性情暴躁。
Like if they are a very volatile person, then there's some kind of trigger, and they will show their volatility.
呢個就係我要講嘅呢個嘅美德。
And so this is what I want to talk about today. This virtue.
但係呢度聖經喺度同我哋講。話係呢位救主耶穌，佢用佢自己嘅榮耀同埋美德嚟到加俾我哋。
And so here it tells us that our Lord uses His own virtue to call us。
就係話呢一個嘅美德係從基督嘅生命嗰度而嚟。
And so this originates from His own life。
基督。聖靈住喺我哋嘅裏邊，以致到我哋今日喺我哋裏頭靈嘅裏頭都有呢個屬基督嘅一個咁樣嘅良好嘅品質。
And so the Holy Spirit dwells in us today, so we too in our spirit have the same quality.
好啦，呢個上次我哋交通嘅。
This is what we shared on last time.
當然，主耶穌喺佢嘅裏邊有好多好多。眾多嘅美德
，and we see in our Lord Jesus, there's many, lots of different virtues.
今朝早我只係同弟兄姊妹溝通，其中嘅一點就係叫順服。
And today I want to share on one particular virtue, and that is the virtue of submission.
咁我會分三點同弟兄姊妹溝通嘅。
I want to share in three points.
第一，咩係順服先？
The first is what exactly is submission?
信服係咩？個目的做乜嘢
？And also what the purpose of submission is?
同埋實踐意思即係話點樣活出呢一個信服？點樣先至可以能夠將呢個信服活喺我哋嘅生命嘅裏邊
？And the third is the practice of the submission. How are we to able to live out the submission in our lives?
乜嘢係信服？
What is submission?
遵守命令，聽從吩咐，呢個係第一點。
And to follow a commandment, this is the first point.
而呢一個嘅接受命令係甘心樂意嘅接受。
And to accept this commandment with a willing heart.
唔似得咧，好似軍隊裏邊咁樣嘅當兵嘅人，你唔能夠唔接受長官嘅命令。
In the army as a soldier, you cannot not obey your commandment, your officer's command.
亦都好似如果警察喺後邊追你嘅時候叫你停，你就唔可以繼續嘅走啊一樣。
Likewise, if a police officer tells you to stop, you need to stop.
信服唔單止喺外邊嘅動作，淨係裏邊嘅一個嘅服從。
So this submission not only is an outward action, but an inward acceptance.
因為當兵嘅，無論警察啊，或者係當兵嘅，佢哋聽話。係順服喺一個制度、一個政府嘅政權嘅底下。
Whether you're accepting orders in the army as a soldier or following the commandments of a police officer, these are submission.
而基督徒嘅順服係順服神自己、順服神嘅旨意同埋服從神嘅權柄。
And so for as a Christian, we are submitting to the authority of God, of obeying His commandment.
而神所要嘅信服係人嘅甘心樂意嘅聽從。
And the submission that the Lord desires is one of a willing heart.
而是专心一致的听从神的话。
To listen and obey with one heart.
或者有时我们都不明白为什么要这样做。
Oftentimes we might not even understand why it is that we have to do this.
为什么我会落到一个这样的环境呢？
Why have I fallen into such an situation?
弟兄姊妹，如果我们还要继续去问准个原因，找到个理由，然后我们才说跟随，这个不是真是顺服。
That if we need to ask and have an answer before we obey, then this is not real submission.
如果我们能够明白神的作为，我们才去顺服的话， 我们就比神更加的高级，更加的聪明了。
That if we need to understand and every single little detail about the situation, then we don't need God. He answers to us.
因为很多东西，我们用我们有限的头脑，不能够达到的。Because
with our limited minds, we cannot understand everything.
但是神 祂是大能的嘛，祂是全能、全足、全丰的嘛。
But we know God is all-powerful, all-knowing, all-omniscient, omnipresent.
用我们有限的头脑，怎能够懂得透呢？
With our limited minds, how is it that possible for us to know everything?
但是你说我要明白了我才跟上来，明白了才遵守。
But you say, well, I need to understand, I need to know something before I can obey.
我告诉你，这个不可能的。This
is impossible.
所以，信服就是一个直接的接受神的命指令，甘心乐意的去跟随。So
submission is to just accept the command with a willing heart.
为什么要信服？Well,
why do we need to submit?
我们都知道神造人有一个目的的，是吗？
We know that God created man for a purpose.
你知不知道神造人的目的是什么？
Do you know why God created man?
你知不知道神为什么造你出来？
Why did he create you?
又将你摆在这个环境，
And then place you in this situation.
有没有人知道神造人的目的是什么？
Why did God create man?
啊？ 荣耀神，感谢主啊！
Praise the Lord to give glory back to Him.
神造人的目的就是要将人成为一个器皿，来到盛装神的荣耀，也能够彰显神的荣耀。God
created man as a vessel to contain His glory and to manifest His glory.
几时我们愿意落喺神呢个旨意嘅里边，活喺呢个嘅旨意嘅里头嘅？ 把神的名就得着荣耀。When
we're able to submit to this situation, then His name will be glorified.
可惜的就是说，从开始，创世纪开始的时候，人就没将神这个心意放在心里面。But
ever since, even all the way back to Genesis, that man did not place this into their heart. They have their own ideas, own thoughts. They only wanted to do things according to their own will.
所以神明明地跟他们说，园中那些果子，哪一棵树的果你都可以吃，但是只有其中的一棵树上面的果子，你不可以吃。
And so God told them, of all the trees in the garden you may eat, except for one tree. Do not touch, do not eat of it.
我以前有个同事，你说他很聪明，很叻，又得，你说他很愚蠢又可以。So
I have a co-worker back in the day. You can say he's very smart, or you can say he's quite foolish.
因为样样嘢佢都要试一试啊，睇下系咪真嘅咁样。
Because everything and everything he needed to test it out to make sure it's real.
所以嗰阵时有人话：，呢个插数咧，你千祈唔好掂，因为一掂亲就掂死你噶啦。
So he would say, there's an outlet there. People would tell him, there's an outlet there. Don't touch it, you get electrocuted.
是吗?这样啊?
And so he thought, really? Are you sure? Then he would go and touch it.
这个人啊,
this is how man
很多时候你我都是一样啊,
oftentimes you and I are the same way.
神明明叫你不要这么做, 但你就偏是这样做。
God has commanded us, do not do this, but yet we want to do it.
所以那天夏娃在那里游荡的时候,看看有什么新鲜的东西。
And so just as Eve that day was wandering around, see what's new going on.
撒旦就告诉他,说神真的这么说的?
And then so Satan would come and came and said, did God really say this?
你不要信啊,神怕你比他厉害。
Oh, don't believe it. God just wants you, he's afraid that you'll be greater than he is.
不怕啦,摸一下而已嘛,摸一下那个果,没长大牙。
It's okay, just give it a touch, no big deal.
结果这个女人就听了魔鬼的说话,真是拿着这个果来自己吃,又给她的老公亚当来吃。
And so, at the end, she did take from the tree, and she ate of it, and she also gave to her husband Adam. And what was the result? The death of man's spirit. And though their physical bodies were able to continue on, but in this situation, because of their disobedience, their spirit died that day. And through this situation, God was not glorified. That God did not create man so that they can do anything that they wanted to, but that they would live according to God's will.
目的就是让神的荣耀可以透过我们的信服而得到彰显。
Purpose is that he would be glorified through our submission.
我们感谢主,第一个亚当失败了,但是第二个亚当就是我们的主耶稣,道成肉身的主耶稣基督。
We're thankful that although the first Adam failed in this, the last Adam was able to turn things around. That through the cross, the victory on the cross, that these spirit who were asleep are able to be awakened.
人重生可以得到生命。
That man can be reborn.
就是基督耶稣的生命。
And to have new life, and this life is the life of Christ.
让这个生命让神的旨意可以成就在这些有基督耶稣生命的人的身上。
That with this new life of Christ, that God can have his will be done.
当然,人有人的弱点。
And of course, man has his weaknesses.
不是个个都这么刚强,个个都这么成功, 也不是个个都是甘心乐意的信服。
And we know not everyone is as courageous, as successful, and willing to submit.
我们读马太福音,弟兄姊妹都读过了。
We read in Matthew, many brothers and sisters have read.
因为连同主耶稣,当他站在作人子的地位上的时候,他都有一个 希望我这个人可以得保存的这样的心态。
That when Jesus was in the Son of Man, that he also thought, also thought that perhaps I can be saved of this.
因为在马太福音那里清楚地告诉我们，主祷告神说，父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我。
We know that Jesus prayed himself, My Father, if this is possible, let this cup pass from me.
是啊，看到吗？当主耶稣站在人作人子这个地位上的时候，他里面的确是有一点这么多的愁绪。
That when Jesus was in the form of man, that he had this little bit of
hesitation.
所以
他才说，如果得，父啊，求你将这个杯离开我。
And that's why he prayed, Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me.
听来这个说话好似主唔愿意啊，系嘛？
Outwardly, it might seem as if Jesus was not willing.
但是我们深深地知道，这个不是一个祈求离开难处的祷告。
But we look closely, this is not a request to be spared from difficulty.
而是呢，一个求神的旨意成功，求神的心意作能够顺利的作成的一个祷告。
But we know this is a prayer that the will of the Father would be done.
所以当他讲了这句说话之后，他跟着就说，然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
Because right after he said these first words, he said, yet not as I will, but as you will.
的确，当我们这个人性呢，几时都想神啊，你照我的意思做啦，但是神要的就是说照他的意思，看到这个分别吗？
And of course, we oftentimes, man, we want to have things done as in our way, according to our will, but God wants things done according to His will.
因为在人性的里面，没人肯，也都没人愿意是受损失的。
Because it's human nature not to want to suffer any loss.
生命这件事哦，大事来的。
You're talking about life and death here. That's a big deal.
所以怎能够不保护自己呢？
How can we not protect ourselves?
感谢主，他没停在这里。
But we thank the Lord that he did not stop here.
如果他真的停在这里，那我们就真的没希望。
That if he stopped here, then we would have no hope.
所以他说，不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
And that's why he finished by saying, yet not as I will, but as you will.
这个是什么？弟兄姊妹？
What is this, brothers and sisters?
这个就是顺服咯。
This is submission.
这个就是顺服从神的心意咯。
This is to submit to the will of the Father.
顺服主的旨意咯。
To the will of God.
其实主耶稣可以坚持，如果他坚持不上十字架，得唔得啊？
If Jesus insisted not to go on the cross, would that be okay?
得唔得啊？
Would that have happened?
得噶。
It could have.
如果系咁样样，我哋今日就唔使喺呢度聚会噶。
But if that were the case, we would not be meeting here today.
如果佢坚持唔上十字架，佢冇就冇救恩呢回事。
If he insisted on not going on to the cross, then there would be no salvation.
好感谢主，就是因为他信服神的缘故。
But we thank the Lord because he submitted.
我们今天才有希望。
We have hope today.
信服，是因为信和爱。
And submission is from faith and from love.
所以刚才唱的那首诗歌，信而信服。
And so the hymn that the song that we sang earlier, it was trust, faith, and
obey. 才是神最喜爱的。
This is what pleases God.
神爱我们，爱我们这个人。
God loves us.
但是他更爱我们向他的信服。
But he would love more that we would submit to him.
因为他是真神。
Because he is the true,
是全能全足全丰富的神
，true living all abundance all powerful God。
佢亦系嗰位可靠嘅神。
He is trustworthy God。
雖然好多嘅時候發生喺我哋嘅身上邊，我哋唔明白點解，甚至乎有啲嘅難處臨到我哋嘅時候，我哋唔知道係咩緣故。
And so often when difficulties arise and we don't know the reason why they're happening.
但我哋一定要相信神會保守我哋渡過難關。
But we need to have faith that God will carry us through this difficulty.
以前有位弟兄，佢啱畢業之後就揾到一份工作喺 Safeway 嗰度做嘢。
And there was a brother who, after graduating from college, found a job working at Safeway.
我唔係講阿 Raymond 啊。
This is not our brother Raymond.
咁佢揾到呢份工嘅時候，好開心。
And so when this brother got this job, he was very happy.
佢就話：哎呀，主好大嘅恩典啊！主點解咁恩待我咧？咁。
So God is so gracious to me. Why am I treated so well?
但經過一段嘅日子之後。
But after days went by,
他又不是这样说,
he no longer thought that.
神啊，为什么你让我放在这里呢？那个boss又不好，对我又没有工作，又不顺利。
He thought, oh, why? He lamented, why have you put me in this situation? The work is hard and I don't have a good boss.
所以很多时候我们无论对难处或者是顺境，我们都不知道为什么。
And when it's good times or bad times, we don't know why.
有時我哋好想進入去咁嘅環境，但係有時候我哋又好想脱離咁樣嘅難處。
And sometimes when we encounter something, we want to enter into it, but sometimes we want to escape from it.
但係嗰個弟兄好似冇乜辦法啦，又好似主又未有開路，咁只有死死氣喎嚇，死死氣咁樣忍受。
And so the brother had no other way. The Lord had not provided anything else at that point, so he had to endure it.
这个是一个什么态度呢?
What type of attitude is this?
我不知道是好的还是不好的，弟兄姊妹你自己去处理，去鉴定。
And you can examine for yourself whether this was a good attitude or a bad attitude.
但是有一样东西我要弟兄姊妹真正的認識。
But I do want brothers and sisters to know one thing.
無論是順境或者是逆境，當我們將我們的事交託主，又活在順服主的這個這樣的態度的裡面，在這個這樣的立場的底下，主一定按著祂的時間為我們解決難處。
That whether it's a good time or a bad time, but if we submit to the will of the Father, He will do things according to His timing and will.
因为我们要将我们的信放在祂的身上面。
And we have to have faith in that. We place our faith on Him.
一些不是说，看看我读多几年书，那我就可以升级咯，或者做多些的事，我就可以脱离这个环境了。
And it's not, oh, I just go to school for a few more years and I can escape from this, or I can do more and then get out of it.
信服不是这样。
This is not submission.
信服是因为我们信得过神，祂会引领我们的前途，引领我们的道路。
Submission is having faith in God that He will lead us and He will guide us in our path.
亚伯拉罕在舊約裏面的亞伯拉罕，弟兄姊妹你都熟悉的。
We're all very familiar with Abraham in the Old Testament.
當他仍然住在外邦地的時候。
And when he was living in the
Gentile,
in the Gentile land.
聖經說榮耀的神向他顯現。
And so the scripture tells us the God of glory revealed himself to him.
要他做一樣的事。
Ask them to do one thing.
要他离开本族、本地同埋本家。
To leave the place where he lived, his home.
就是离开他的自己的家园，离开他长大的地方，搬去一个神为他预备的一个地方。
To leave the land where he grew up, to leave to a place where God had prepared for him.
但是神没有告诉他去哪里。
But God did not tell him where that would be.
神只是说你要离开这个地方。
God just told him, you need to leave this place.
去我为你预备的地方。
And go to a place that I prepared for you.
但是去哪里神没说。
Where that was, God did not reveal to Abraham.
如果你是亚伯拉罕，你会怎样？
If you were Abraham, what would you do?
你会问，咁我去边啊，神？
Well, your first thing you would say, well, where am I going?
几时去啊？点样去啊？
How am I supposed to get there? When should I leave?
会唔会啊？你会唔会啊？
Would you ask these questions?
你一定会啊。
Of course you would.
你唔会话，我上机啦，上去个飞机，去边度啊？向左、向右、向南、向北，你都唔知，冇咁样嘅。
You wouldn't go without asking left or right, forward, back, where am I going?
所以希伯来书那里说亚伯拉罕却因着信当他这样神跟他讲的时候他就遵命出去。
In Hebrews it tells us that by faith Abraham when he was called obeyed by going out.
去哪里呢去神为他预备的那个地方。去的时候还不知道向哪里走。
Where was he to go? To a place where God had prepared for him, but not knowing where it was that he was to go.
这个不是很不容易的事。如果今天神叫你，喂，你要搬屋了。
Not easy. If today God were to ask you, oh, it's time for you to move.
你唔多唔少都话，哇！我又有我嘅工作又稳定，我屋企又喺度，我啲细路哥又喺度附近读书。至于你要我去边啊？咁
at the very least, you would say, well, I have a steady job. My home is here. My kids go to school around here. Oh, where do you want me to go?
你一定会问噶，系嘛？除非咧，你系离家出走。咁咧就冇人冇嘢問啦。
That you would have these questions unless you were trying to run away from home.
但係我哋睇到呢一個咁嘅榜樣，亞伯拉罕就遵命嘅出去。
But here we see for as an example, Abraham just obeyed and he went out.
神點解咁樣以亞伯拉罕為一個嗰一個聖經話佢以佢為信心之父？点解神咁重用佢
？Why was it that Abraham was called the father of faith and he was greatly used by God？
神就系睇中佢嗰信服神嘅心。
Because he saw that heart of submission in Abraham，
就遵命出去讲又好容易噶，但系实际上边唔容易。
It's easy to say to do something like this， but to actually do it is very difficult。
我今天不是讲信心的属灵的功课，我今天是讲那个信服的信息。
So today we're not talking about a lessons on faith, but we're talking about submission.
所以遵命出去就是呢一个信服的表现。
To actually obey and to go out, that is a form of submission.
除了亚伯拉罕之外。
Besides Abraham,
有好多圣经里边好多嘅圣经嘅人物数之不尽，都喺呢个嘅信服嘅学习嘅里边系有好大嘅成就嘅。
That there are many countless ones in Scripture that have learned this lesson and are examples of submission.
亚伯拉罕嘅故事尤其系多。
And Abraham especially have
many examples. 除了这一次他遵命出去去的时候不知道去哪里的这个顺服的功课之外。
Besides this example of him going out to a place he did not know,
也都有一次当他搬了出去在迦南地那里来定居，不是定居，在那里住之后呢，好唔容易，99岁佢先至生咗一个独生儿子。
There was another time when Abraham was living in the land of Canaan, and he was 99 years old, and he was to have a son.
哇，老来得子咧，呢个系非常 高興嘅一件嘅事情。
And it's a very joyous occasion when you have a child in your old age.
啊，我哋中國人咧就叫嗰啲做金菠蘿。你唔識翻㗎啦。寶貝兒子。
In Chinese, it's the precious in their age.
99歲先生佢啊，你話好寶唔寶貝咧？
To have a child when you're 99 years old, is that not precious?
但係有一日神要同佢講。
And one day God came to him and said,
要佢咧將呢個寶貝兒子金菠蘿咧，佢話你想拎佢上山，將佢獻做燔祭嚟俾神。
That I need you to take this precious son of yours to bring him up to the mountain and to sacrifice him.
如果神今日叫你拎你個仔出嚟獻個俾佢，你肯唔肯啊？
That if today God would ask you to sacrifice your son to him, would you be able to do so?
我有好幾個噶啦，不過攞一個啫嘛，你制唔制啊？
Well, even if you have several, would you be willing to give up one?
梗係唔肯啦，係嘛？
No, of course not.
我唔攞你個仔，你個孫咧？
Well, not your son, maybe your grandson.
更加唔肯啦。
Even more so, no.
我就喺度諗，點解？啲人嚟搶打劫嘅時候，你會反抗咧
？Sometimes I think when people are robbed, why did the people struggle? The victims fight back.
即係因為你唔想喺你嘅身上面有咗損失啦嘛，係嘛
？Because you don't want to lose anything, you don't want to suffer any loss.
咁而家將嗰個金菠蘿拎走，係咪一個大損失？
So for Abraham to give up his son, that would be a great loss.
但肯定係一個大損失。
That's an extremely great loss.
但係你知道亞伯拉罕係點樣嘅去處理呢件事咧
？We know how Abraham handled this situation.
佢就二話不說。朝頭早就將佢仔帶同佢個仔上去山上邊，要將呢個仔殺咗獻為燔祭。
And so without second thought, he took his son and he brought him up to the mountain, ready to sacrifice him.
點解佢要咁做啊
？Why would he do such a thing？
點解咁傻啊
？Why would he be so foolish？
係佢有一個信服神嘅心。
Yes, he had a heart of obedience.
佢更有一個信神嘅心。
Not only did he have a heart to submit, he had faith in his heart.
因為希伯來書十一章嗰度同我哋講，佢以為神仲能夠叫人從死裏復活。
And he had faith in God. He considered that God is able to raise people even from the dead.
換句話嚟講，即係佢知道佢哋都認識到神，佢係一位。起死回生嘅神
，that he knew he understood that God was one that who could raise the dead，
亦都能够咧叫死人复活嘅
，would cause dead people to rise。
佢深深咁样知道
，deeply in his heart he knew，
相信神会喺佢嘅仔嘅身上边作出咁样嘅事情
，that he would do such a thing on his son's life。
若果神系真系咁样做。佢就可以從死嘅裏邊得翻佢嘅兒子翻嚟。
That if God were to take his son, that he could give him back to him from death.
因為佢信神能夠作一件咁樣嘅事啊。
And because he believed, he had faith in God to do such a thing.
所以我哋睇見佢嘅信服係因為佢信神。
That his submission originated from faith in God.
信得過神
He believed in God.
好多時候我哋翻香港，Esther 咧都會買啲海味嘅。
And so when
知唔知咩叫海味
？When we go back to Hong Kong, oftentimes Esther would buy these dried seafood.
係。嗰啲海味，咁啊香港不知咁多海味鋪啊，
係嘛 ？There are these stores all over selling these dried seafood。
但係咧，佢淨係去一間嘅啫。
But there's only one shop that she would go to。
點解淨係去嗰間
？Why only to this one？
因為佢話嗰間咧信得過。
Because I can trust that one。
信得過嗰間嘢唔賣假貨。
I trust that they're not selling fake stuff。
佢一買嘅，無論係咩海味啊、冬菇啊、咩啊、咩都江瑤柱咩，都係真貨。
That no matter what they're selling, whether dried mushrooms, dried scallops, they're the real deal。
所以佢每一次翻去，如果要買嘅話咧，嚇、希望佢唔係時時都係咁。不過，如果佢係要買嘅話，佢一定去嗰間買。
Whenever we go back, and we do buy it, not that we want to buy it every single time, she would always go to that one shop.
啊，因為佢信得過嗰間鋪頭。
Because you can trust that shop.
今日阿伯拉罕喺度。將佢個仔獻過當燔祭嚟獻過俾神，唔係因為其他咩原因，因為佢信得過神。
And Abraham was able to give up and sacrifice his son for no other reason than he trusted, he had faith in God.
呢個信唔係講信耶穌得永生嗰件嘅事情，呢係講神嘅信實，佢係真神。佢係實實在在嘅，呢個咁係一個咁樣嘅信。
And this is not a faith in God to or believe in God and you have eternal life. That type of belief.
所以信服嘅根源係基於信。
And we know that submission originates from faith in God.
同時點解信服？可以引出嚟咧，就係因為有愛。
And how else are we able to truly submit? It is from out of love for God.
因為愛嘅順服唔係好似奴仆式嘅咁樣樣，唔做唔得，唔順服唔得。
So to submit out of love is not the same as to submit.As a servant, oh, I have to because this is my master.
Yeah, 而係咧一個甘心樂意、一心一意嘅，因為愛嘅緣故。
But rather, it is a willing heart, a whole heart, to serve, to submit.
我頭先咪交通過，大家亦都讀過主耶穌佢甘心上十字架，唔係為著佢自己嘅益處。是因為愛的緣故咯。
And so we shared earlier that Jesus went on the cross not because of anything other than out of love.
我哋啱讀完馬太福音嗰大段嘅叫説話，我唔再去重複。
We won't reread what we read in Matthew earlier.
佢若果一唔係因為愛嘅緣故，佢就唔需要落到嚟地上。即使佢落到嚟地上，佢亦都唔使一定要上十字架。
If it wasn't out of love, he did not have to come to this world. And even when he came, he did not have to go onto the cross.
所以今弟兄姊妹，我哋唔係淨係講主點樣信服，我哋今日因為佢嘅信服，而我哋要學習更加要信服神。
We're not only simply saying, giving examples of how Jesus submitted, but why it is important for us to submit.
So, John 福音十四章二十一节就话，佢就讲我哋听，有了我个命令又遵守嘅，这人就是爱我的。
And so it tells us in Gospel according to John 14:21, the one who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me.
我哋都系爱主嘅，系嘛
？We all love the Lord, right?
冇人話唔愛主噶喺呢度係嘛？我唔相信你敢舉手。
I don't believe anyone would raise their hand if they said I do not love the Lord。
我哋都愛主。
We all love the Lord。
愛主嘅人嘅表現點樣
？What is it that we see from those who love the Lord？
遵守佢嘅命令咯。
To obey His commandment。
咪就係順服咯。
Which is submission。
講嚟講去都係嗰句。
When we comes to it, that's what we're talking about。
如果嗰啲人愛主，佢話必蒙我父愛他，我也要愛他，並且向佢顯現。
And the one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will reveal myself to him. What a blessing, brothers and sisters.
今日世界的人，他们不知发生了好多的事情，但他们不知道咩原因。
So many things happen in this world, but people don't know why.
他们只知道自己的益处或者是害处。
They only know what they gain or they lose from it.
但是圣经告诉我们，几时我们遵守他的命令的话。 我们就可以享用更加的享用主耶稣的爱，父神对佢的爱，并且佢向我哋显现。
But it tells us here that when we love Him, when we're able to submit, then we will be loved by the Father and loved by Him, and He will reveal Himself to us.
如果一个你唔爱嘅人，佢要求向你有一个要求。
There's someone who does not love you, has a request of you.
我相信你一定会犹豫，或者系唔肯让步。Of
course, I believe that you would have a doubt or hesitation and not do what is asked of you.
但系一个爱你嘅人，或者话你爱嘅人。But
if there's one whom you love and you know whom loves you, who loves you,
你一定无条件嘅去答应啊。Without
condition, you would say yes to their request.
我的孫女呢，今年14歲。My
granddaughter is 14 years old this year.
咁佢係好唔鍾意彈琴嘅。And
she really dislikes playing the piano.
咁好大段嘅時間，佢都耍手擰頭，因為佢唔鍾意practice。
And so for the longest time, she fought against it. She did not like to practice her piano.
但係後尾呢， 佢又學翻彈琴喎，佢又識彈喎。And
later on, she went back to it, and so she knows how to play the piano.
佢話：因為我媽咪叫我去做。She
said, because my mom wanted me to play the piano.
咁我話：你都可以唔去學嘅啫。You
can say, well, you can just, you don't have to go play the piano, learn the piano.
即係阿爺阿公啲心態。This
is the thought process of the grandparent.
佢話唔得啊。And
she told me no, I can't.
因為媽咪 loves me.
Because my mom loves me.
媽媽愛我。My
mom loves me.
咁我又愛媽媽。And
I love my mom.
就係因為佢咁樣，我唔中意，我都要去做。And
so even though she doesn't like to play the piano, she went and did it.
所以信服係源於愛。
And this submission is out of love.
有一个真正信服神嘅人，
one who truly is a submission to God.
系嗰啲有信、又跟随神、又爱神嘅人。
Is one who follows God because of faith and out of love.
第三点，信服嘅实践。
And our third point is the practice of submission.
从乜嘢从边度嚟到实践，或者系点样嚟到表明出嚟呢？
How do we practice submission? How do we manifest it?
点样样喺我哋嘅生活嘅里边，喺我哋嘅生命嘅里边嚟到表明呢一点信服又话唔信服呢？
In our lives, how do we practically live out this submission?
有位弟兄喺國內嚟探我。And
so a brother visited from overseas.
當然我就盡呢個地主之言，咁啊車佢周圍去行下咁樣啦。So
as the host, I took him sightseeing.
咁開車嘅時候咧，佢就經過一段嘅路程咧，佢就問我一個問題。
And so when we were in the car, he asked me a question.
而呢個問題咧，係我從來都冇諗過。
And this was a question that I never thought of before.
唔知道你有冇諗過。
I don't know if you've have any thoughts on this
question. 佢問我咩問題咧？
What did he ask me?
佢話：點解你喺個 stop sign 面前停一停？
So he asked me, why did you stop in front of the stop sign?
點解 stop sign 面前停一停？
Why do you stop at the stop sign?
你揸車嘅人，
All you drivers out there, answer that question.
我未想過。
Have you ever thought of that question? I never thought of that question.
他說我們在國內呢，如果見沒有人，沒有行人，沒有車，我們就不會停的。
Because where I'm from, if there are no other cars or pedestrians, I would not stop at that stop sign.
是這樣嗎？我不知道，在國內沒有人駕過車，我不知道。
Is that the case in other countries? I've never driven in other countries.
為什麼要停一停？
Why should you stop?
這個是順服的功課。
Is this an example of a submission?
順服這個政權，順服這個律法，是嗎？駕車的規矩。
Submit to the law, you submit to the authority.
如果這些這樣的小事可以話係小事，其實唔係小事啦，因為有咩意外就死火啊！唔係小事，但係都可以咧講出喺我哋嘅生活嘅裏邊，係咪一個奉公守法，或者用屬靈啲嘅話，就係一個順服嘅人。
That if you can reason out why not to do such a thing, it's a small thing, but it's really not a small thing because it's you get in trouble. Would this be a spiritual person?
So in 彼得前書二章十三節嗰度話：你哋為主嘅緣故要順服人嘅一切嘅制度，或係喺上邊嘅君王。
In the 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 13, it says, "Submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every human institution, whether to a king as to the one in authority."
所以再一次講話，呢啲制度可能對我哋冇切身嘅關係，或者甚至乎呢啲制度係好唔應該嘅。
And you might think these rules or these institutions don't make a lot of sense. It's not for us.
就係好似點解政府喺我納向我納咁多税嘅？
For instance, you might say, well, why does the government take so many taxes from me?
主話，為主嘅緣故要順服人嘅一切制度。
The Lord reminds us to submit for the Lord's sake to all human institutions.
或者係在上嘅君王。
Whether to a king as the one in authority.
呢個講明呢個係地上邊嘅權柄啊，係嘛？
This authority here on earth.
學習順服嘅功課，我覺得弟兄姊妹唔容易嘅。
To learn this lesson of submission is not easy.
但係我哋唔能夠唔學。
But we cannot not learn it.
雖然咧，我哋可以有好多嘅 excuse， 好多嘅藉口要原諒我哋，但係我哋唔能夠唔學。
We can have a lot of reasons, excuses to not learn this lesson well, but we need to learn it.
唔好以為咧，我今日信咗耶穌。哇！可以得上天堂啊！呢個萬事大吉啦！啊，而家咁我翹埋雙手等上天堂。
Don't think that because oh you're saved and you can go to heaven that all you have to do is just sit back, relax, and just wait for that time.
信咗耶穌呢個只不過係入門啊，第一步嘅。
That in fact to believe in Jesus is salvation is just the beginning, the first step.
因為還有好多嘅事情係神需要我哋去學習同埋操練嘅。
Because there are many lessons for us to learn and to practice.
所以順服係其中嘅一個功課。
Submission is one particular lesson.
唔好諗住咧，我今日讀咗聖經咯喎，我又祈咗禱嘅喎，我又參加咗聚會咯噃。
So don't think that, oh, well, I've already read my Bible, I've already prayed, I've already gone to these conferences.
夠啦啩，個個都係咁噶啦。
And that ought to be enough, everybody does the same things.
我又參加咗冬令會，又參加咗 WCCC, 乜都做齊啦。
I've already attended Winter Conference, I've attended West Coast Christian Conference, I've done all.
夠未啊？
Is that enough?
夠未啊？
Is that enough?
未夠。
No, not enough.
因為主還有好多嘅功課要我哋學習。
In fact, the Lord has many lessons for us to learn.
我们需要去操练，以致到呢，我们能够成为神所合用的器皿。
Now we need to be trained in order to be a ready vessel for the Lord to use.
神好有恩典嘅弟兄姊妹。
God is one full of grace.
即使我哋喺蒙昧无知嘅时候，神已经为我哋预备好一切要学习嘅道路。
That even in our ignorance, God has already prepared everything that we need to learn.
当我哋愿意接受圣灵嘅引导嚟生活嘅时候， 我告诉你，没有一样东西会出错的。
That when we're able to submit to the Holy Spirit's guidance, then we can.
唯一出错的地方就是我们不肯顺服圣灵的带领。
The mistake that we make is that we are not willing to be led by the Holy Spirit's guidance.
Esther和我本来上个月
Last month, Esther and I were prepared, we were ready to go on a trip to South America. We had already purchased our plane tickets.
旅行团又报了.
We had joined a tour.
钱又交了.
We already gave our money, paid.
连那些蚊拍水都买了几樽。
And we had our anti-mosquito spray ready.
因为南非那里可能有很多蚊，所以又差不多准备行李了，连个水煲都带了。
Because where we were going, there was going to be a lot of mosquitoes, and we had everything prepared and ready, even an inner tube. Water kettle. Hats, long sleeves, everything. We were ready.
但係就係喺臨去之前咧，裏邊總係唔係幾安樂。
But before we were ready to go, there was just something in our hearts that was were not give us
peace.
No peace.
Yeah. 我唔知點解.
And I did not know why.
完全失去咗嗰個去旅遊之前嗰啲嘅興奮.
I lost all excitement for this trip.
我哋知道咧，阿 Catherine 係有 出咗事。
Because we knew that Catherine was not well.
但係就唔覺得，亦都諗住唔會咁短嘅時間裏邊就發生事情嘅。
We didn't think it so much would happen in such a short period of time.
因為我哋已經訂咗呢個團好耐。
Because we had planned for this trip a long time ago.
但有一個早上邊，當我哋喺度等候神嘅時候，
And one morning as we were waiting upon the Lord,
神俾我哋兩個一同嘅有呢個咁樣嘅意念，
That the Lord gave both of us this thought in our heart.
你話係感動好，或者係意念都好啦，就係從聖靈而嚟嘅。 佢想我哋取消呢個行程。
Whether you thought it, you think it's just a thought or a burden, or the Spirit had given us, told us to cancel this trip.
你知唔知道取消呢個行程咧，即係意味著團費冇咗，機票又損失，credit又冇，全部都冇。
That when we canceled this trip, we had lost everything that. Plane ticket, the tours, everything was lost.
如果我哋夾硬要去呢，都唔係唔得嘅，一定冇人鬧我嘅。
That if we really wanted to go, we could have gone. Nobody would have said anything.
但就係心裏邊好唔舒服啊。But
in our hearts, we were not at peace.
唔知道點好。We
didn't know what to do.
但最後還係唔敢消滅聖靈嘅感動，我哋就取消咗呢個旅程。
That at the end, we dare not to quench the spirit, so we cancel this trip.
好奇怪嘅弟兄姊妹，明明睇见咧啲钱已经飞咗去噶啦，但系心里边却有一个唔可以，即系不可言嘅一个安息。
That even though it's hard to describe, we see the money just floating away, but yet there was a peace.
就系好似咧，从来冇发生过呢件事咁样样。
As if nothing of this ever occurred, happened.
虽然咧，我好中意钱嘅，不过就都好似冇相干咁样喎。
And of course, I, one who loves money, felt that it was no big deal.
但后来我就知道。
And later we discovered.
原来我哋要出发嘅嗰日就系八月十八号。
The day that we were to fly out was August 18th.
Catherine 就系嗰日嚟。
And that was the day that Catherine passed.
如果我唔信服神嘅引导，夹硬要去嘅话，我一定终身遗憾。
That if I did not obey the leading of the Holy Spirit, I would regret it for the rest of my life.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters，
好少嘅事情上边，我哋都跟随主平安。喜乐安息就会临到我哋。
That even on the smallest things, if we obey the Spirit, this blessing, peace, joy will come to us.
所以《申命记》有一章嗰度就话：今日即系神啦，神今日将祝福同埋咒诅都摆喺我哋嘅面前啦。你如果听从耶和华你神嘅命令，就系我今日所吩咐你哋嘅，就必蒙福。
That a curse and a blessing is placed before you now, but if you, I'm placing before you today a blessing, if you listen to the commandments of the Lord your God, for which I'm commanding you today.
就好简单嘅一件事情啦，系嘛？
It's very simple, right?
你个听从
，that we obey
神嘅话
，listen to His commandment，
活喺佢嘅吩咐嘅里边。
That we live according to His commandment.
換句話就信服咗聖靈嘅感動，信服神嘅意思，我哋就咩啊？必蒙福。
In other words, if we obey, we submit to the will of the Father, then we will be blessed.
所以弟兄姊妹，信服神係乜嘢
？So brothers and sisters, what is, does it mean to submit to God?
就係甘心樂意嘅接受神嘅管治，接受佢嘅命令，聽佢嘅話。
That with a willing heart we accept His commandments to listen to His word.
就係因為信嘅緣故，我哋信神嘅緣故，我哋可以蒙福；因為愛神嘅緣故，我哋可以有咁樣嘅付出。
Because we have faith in God, we can obey His commandments, and we because out of love for God, we can offer ourselves up.
弟兄姊妹，我哋點樣先至？多啲知道神要我哋做乜嘢呢
？How can we learn more, know more about what God wants us to do？
必须要从神嘅话嘅里边出嚟。
And it has to come from God's word Himself.
意思即系话
，meaning，
弟兄姊妹，你唔好当读神嘅话系一个嘅循例方式，好似上车要买飞咁样一样。
And so don't think of reading God's word as just procedural. Oh, this is what you have to do.
要从神嘅一切嘅旨意都喺呢本圣经嘅里边。
All of God's commandments is found in His word.
我哋要知道，我就翻去神嘅话嘅里边。
And if we want to know what He commands, we go back to His word.
去嗰度嚟知道神嘅旨意，唔系从别一节嘅人嘅口里边知道。
To know God's will through His word, not through any other person's mouth.
因为我哋越多亲近神，爱神嘅心就越多，信服嘅呢一个动作就嚟得更加自然。
The closer we draw near to God, the more we will love God, and the more natural it will be to be submissive.
但愿主祝福我。
May the Lord bless us.
亦都保守我哋嘅脚步。
Watch our steps.
免致我哋行错。
So that we do not walk the wrong way. Let's bow for a word of prayer.
感謝我哋嘅主俾我哋以上嘅時間。
Lord, we thank you for the words you've given to us.
感谢你将你自己嘅话全放喺我哋嘅心中。
May you place those words into our hearts.
叫我哋成为一个顺服你嘅人。
That we may be ones that are submission to you.
又叫我哋成为你心里边所喜悦嘅人。
That we would be ones pleasing to you.
荣耀归翻俾你。
Glory be given back to you.
奉主耶稣基督嘅名祈祷。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen.